There must be something in your life that's stressing you out, right? Work, family, relationships. You need advice. Well, I have the perfect podcast for you. Ask Mimi. In this new Stitcher Premium podcast, Mimi, a 92-year-old food critic, offers advice on food and life to live callers from across the country, members of a live audience, and celebrity guests. People like comedians Mo Rocca, Nagin Farsad, Aparna Nancherla, Sashir Zameda. Ask Mimi is moderated by the great Dan Pashman from the Sporkful podcast. Listen to Ask Mimi and Stitcher Premium now. Go to www.stitcherpremium.com/askmimi. Use the promo code STORIES for a free month trial of Stitcher Premium, or hear the first episode for free. It's up now in the Sporkful feed. Get the Sporkful wherever you listen. Hello to everybody who's keeping it 100. This is Beautiful Anonymous. 1 hour, one phone call, no names, no holds barred.
I'd rather go one-on-one. I think it'll be more fun, and I'll get to know you, and you'll get to know me.
It's episode 100. I never thought I'd see the day. 100 episodes of this thing. I thought we were going to crap out after like six, but people weren't going to care about this. Instead, it's changed my whole life. Thank you to everybody who's listened and supported this show for 100 weeks, 100 phone calls, 100 times that I've been able to connect with real human beings out there, 100 weeks of my life that have kind of given me this reassurance that I didn't even know I needed, that maybe there are people out there who want to connect every once in a while, who want to share and who want to receive and who just want to be human beings bouncing off each other, who aren't human beings. 100 weeks where for an hour a week, I have the pleasure of not staring at a computer screen, not staring at a phone, talking to another human being about their hopes and experiences and dreams and desires and opinions, right or wrong. It's a beautiful thing. I thank you, everybody. Most of all, I need to thank the 100 callers who have stuck their necks out on the line. There's so many people to thank, and I'll do that privately. But right now, I want to say to the 100 callers who have called this show, shared things, revealed things, sometimes things that are not very easy to talk about or to hear, thank you. Thank you for reassuring my very faith in humanity. And I say that so genuinely. So genuinely. Thanks to everybody who's been coming out to those Bell House shows. I'll see some more of you this week. It's already sold out. It's been such a cool thing to sort of see this army gather the past few weeks so we can all celebrate this dumb thing that we do that actually turned into a thing that doesn't even feel that dumb. It feels pretty meaningful. It's awesome. It's awesome. Made it. Episode 100. I hope we get to do 1,000 more. We'll see if I get a contract. We'll see if they give me a contract to do any more of these down the line. Who knows? Let's get into this week's episode. It's very special. I'm very proud of it. I think you're going to be blown away. I was blown away. Huge thanks to Harry Nelson and Jared O'Connell for organizing this. I'm going to tell you a little background. Usually, I enter these calls. I have no info, no background. I go in blind. It's a huge surprise. This week, I was given a little info. You're going to see that I needed that heads up because logistically, it would be very hard to have these conversations if I didn't know what I was getting into, which is we have two calls this week from people who are 100 years old. To be fair, one of them turns 100 in about 6 weeks. The other is 101. That averages out to two 100-year-old callers. I have to tell you, none of us knew how this was going to go. We didn't know if we would, you know, if we were just going to be bothering these people. In fact, what you're about to hear, I think, is something that sort of encapsulates everything that I think this show is. And we have, this show is all about people being able to share their life experiences. And you're about to hear from not one but two people who have more life experience than most people wind up getting to have. A couple decades extra life experience. So these two calls really opened my eyes, blew my mind. I think you're going to love them too. Thanks again, everybody, for the 100. Here's to 100 more. Enjoy these calls.
Thank you for calling Beautiful Anonymous. A beeping noise will indicate when you are on the show with the host.
Hello.
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 Hello, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking some time to talk to me today.
Well, here I am. Oh, my God, don't get old. What's up, kid? The stove says hold. My TV.
Oh, something's going on with your TV?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's good. What's your telephone?
I'm not sure which number we called you from.
Are you calling me for discussing my old age?
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to talk about your life experience and any wisdom you might be able to impart.
Yeah, that's not the same one. Okay, I got it. Okay. Yeah, right. All right, but please, I'm not well and not too long and not too late either.
Sure,
when
yeah.
You want, I'm ready.
Yeah.
It's already 3:43.
I know. So whenever you want to go, whenever this runs its course and you're done with it, just say the word and we'll hang up the phone.
Okay, you're a good kid. You're a good kid. Thank you very much. You're a nice man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I understand in a few weeks you're going to turn 100 years old?
That's right. Actually, to be honest with you, it's 15th of April, income tax day.
Oh, wow.
That's my birthday, April 15th, 1918, I was born.
Wow. And this is,
yeah, how time goes by, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You've seen the whole world change around you, huh?
Well, somewhat, yeah. But you know, it's amazing how fast it went by. It went by, it seems like boom, psh. Looks like yesterday I was going into dental school. I went to Columbia, Presbyterian Medical Center.
Oh, wow.
I'm a retired dentist, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Call me Doctor of Dental Surgery. How about that? Call me Commander.
Commander?
I'm a retired Lieutenant Commander in the United States Navy, the Dental Corps.
Oh, wow. The Dental Corps. So you were a dentist in the Navy?
In the Navy in World War II.
Yep. Wow.
And they asked me to stay on after it was over, and I said, well, I don't know. They said, stay in the reserve. I said, okay. I say the good thing I stayed because that's when I got the promotion, and they give us the promotions. We as dentists, we're not the fighters, but we put the teeth in good condition so they could fight.
Wow!
So then, yeah.
And were you serving stateside or did you go overseas?
No, I was overseas. I was in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
I was in the Pacific. I was in, God, my memory is terrible, pitiful. So I was there over a year in one spot and travel around. I was only in for the whole war, 4 years, that's all, 4 or 5 years for the whole war. Well, the war started in 1941. They bombed Pearl Harbor, remember?
Yeah.
And that's where I went stationed after I became a dentist and joined the Navy. Oh, by the way, when we were in dental school, 1941, we had to apply for entrance into the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, or some other military. Otherwise, out, they'd pluck us out and enter the service as a bottom fighter.
Yeah.
So that's where I applied. We all had to apply. I applied for the Navy, and I got in. Boom, boom, here I am.
Wow. And I hear back then, everybody, World War II, everybody wanted to sign up, right? It was a lot of patriotism surrounding it.
You mean the regular, into the service?
Yes, yes.
Well, yeah, mostly yes, yeah. You didn't hear so much of any, guys not wanting to go in, But most of them were then fine, yep.
Wow, yep. So was it, if a guy who was out fighting a Pacific battle, like Midway or...
Yeah.
If they had a tooth problem, they'd fly them back to Hawaii and you'd fix their teeth
No. They had dentists with them.
They had dentists with them?
See how good we were?
Wow.
Not all now. Don't misunderstand. Some of the units that were pretty big, more stationed than fitting around, they had a dentist with them, but they had to be bigger. That was not too common. You're right, though, in a way, yes. Yeah. The big place, Pearl Harbor was the biggie.
Yeah.
In the Pacific, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's, you never think about the fact that dentists served in World War II, that there's all sorts of roles that we don't think about.
Sure. Where now? They asked me to stay in the reserve when the war was over.
Yeah.
And I stayed in reserve. See that? I kept you safe.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That's a time goodbye. Yep.
And no, now no. you were, that means you were in your early 30s during World War II.
Yeah, very early. Yeah. Oh, yeah, see, to be honest with you, sure. You want, let me see. I graduated in
20s.
Pardon me?
You were in your 20s.
In the 20s, in the school, yeah, dental school. I went to Columbia and I graduated in 1936 from the college. No, wait a minute. 39, I got to college. I graduated the dental school in 43. Now, oh, wow. The war, yeah, but they pushed us up a little earlier than that. The war was 41 declared. That's when they bombed Pearl Harbor.
Right.
And I was in a dental school at that time, you know. And how time goes by, how fast it goes by.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, 60 years, my like nothing. What, 60, 70 years, but grand old.
Wow. And you went to Columbia. I actually live in New York City. Did you spend a lot of time in New York City?
Oh, I was born in the city. I was born in the Bronx.
Oh, I had no idea.
I was born in the Bronx, Gudhill Road, White Plains Road. Those are my home alleys around by.
Oh, sure. I've driven on White Plains Road 100 times.
Well, I used to be there, my older, and I was there for years. Then after the war, and I got married. You know, I married my wife is a Navy nurse, you know. Yep, we met in the Navy, and she's a beautiful woman. We had 5 kids. Of course, she's dead now. She died. Ah, what a shame.
Oh, I'm
good
sorry.
Woman. Ah, what a good one. God, she died long. She's only 78 years old when she died, about 20 years ago, almost, yeah.
Wow, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Oh, yeah. Well, it seems like yesterday, everything, and my memory is poor, you know. I mean, it's shook up. Not the same, buddy.
Well, yeah. I tell you, from my perspective, you're a real pleasure to talk to. You've shared a lot of great memories.
Oh, no. God, in the first place, I don't feel too good.
Ah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh. Second place, and the second thing, my memory is pitiful, my memory. Oh, I forget so much so easily. Terrible.
Well, I mean, how can you, of course, you must forget things because you can only remember so much and you got more life experience than the rest of us.
Yeah, right.
Can I ask you, because I'm so interested since I live here in New York, do you remember any changes? Because people romanticize all the eras of New York. But there was all the gangsters in the 30s.
I
would imagine living in the Bronx as well. That must have been. Do you remember it was a real thing, huh?
Oh yeah, but it was all over though. They were all in every county had a group of bad boys. Yeah, but I'll tell you, there's more killings today than there was then, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah. And you know, the young people in my days were not as bad as like today. Jesus, these young kids today, the killings like nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you're in the business of the TV and stuff, but sometimes I think these damn TV shows or whatever they do, too much sex teasing, you know, to get the young people aroused. No good. That's bad. That's too much overdone. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not a purist. You know what I mean?
Human. Of course.
I'm human.
I work in TV and I don't like much television.
Yeah. You're right. Then again, there are some beautiful things they do too.
Yeah, and they connect everybody, which is nice.
Yeah. Well, very good. You know, it's a pleasure talking to you, buddy. Someday, all right, when I feel better, give me a call. I'll be very happy to talk to you if you want to come up and have a visit even better.
I would love that. Are you still in the New York area?
Oh, right now, I'm up in, the city is not too far from the city. But, that's my memory going.
Ha.
Okay.
What are you doing the rest of the day?
Right now, I'm relaxing, and I'm going to go out for a minute. The weather is not so nice today over here. You too, right?
It's a little rainy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it looked like it was springtime earlier today, and your party yesterday was beautiful.
Yeah, it really was.
Yep. So now I'm relaxed. That's all. Tomorrow, I do some physical fitness up here. With the old people, we said, miles, little periods, not long, half hour at a time.
Yeah, and they take good care of you, huh?
They do, yeah. Very nice place.
That's great.
Yeah, a little expensive, but very nice.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's trying to get a buck. Everybody's always trying to get a buck.
Right, you are, yeah.
Well,
okay. What?
Thank you so much. And
okay, you're welcome. Pleasure talking to you.
You too, and I'll be wishing you a happy birthday on tax day.
Hey, don't forget April 15th.
I won't.
I'll reach 100 years. Can you imagine that?
What an accomplishment! That almost nobody does that. Congratulations.
Yeah, but what did I do? I didn't do anything. I mean, I tell you, I had a good home, good bringing up. You know, my good home, my father and mother, very good people. I didn't do, excess. I was never into drugs. Drugs I never used in my life.
Yeah, that's good.
And a little drink once in a while, sure. Yeah. So, but nothing wrong. Yeah, it's good. I was very athletic, too, by the way.
Whoa, really? What kind of sports?
I was a sprinter in track team in Fordham. I was what they called a 10-second man. In the 100-yard dash, I had gold medals from that place. 100-yard dash, my best time was 10.7 seconds.
Wow.
And anybody who made 100 yards in seconds got a medal.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I understand that track and field was very huge in the 1930s.
Oh, yeah, the guys were athletic. Nice, very nice.
Yeah.
You had to be physically fit, buddy. You couldn't go excessive drinking or stuff wrong. No good. You couldn't make it.
So you were a very focused individual.
Yeah, I don't know. I was lucky in a way. I know I wasn't. But anyhow, I blame my mother and father. good people, nice people, very nice. And
yeah.
They were both immigrants, by the way.
Oh, from where?
Italy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and my father, an immigrant, unbelievable success he had. Immigrant from Italy. That's, they met my mother here, you know. My mother was an immigrant, also young. They met young, married.
Yeah.
Very nice people, yeah. Yeah. And he put us all through private schools, four kids.
Wow.
Yeah, right. And me, put me into the dental school. But when I graduated from dental school, Ben, I got married after, and I borrowed some money to build a house and stuff. He loaned me the money. But I paid him back that money, every penny.
Wow.
He liked that.
Yeah, he must have been very proud of you.
Yeah, he was. He was. Yeah.
He raised a good son.
In
the Bronx, there were a ton of Italians, right? Arthur Avenue is still very Italian.
Arthur Avenue was like a center, a little center. Right,
yeah.
It was good, not bad. There was good and bad. What are you, by the way, if I may ask?
I live in Queens now.
Yeah, but your heritage, you're...
I'm Irish. My grandparents are from Ireland.
You know what? My wife is half Irish.
Oh, wow.
And half French.
Ooh.
My wife came from New Hampshire, Nashua, New Hampshire. And her mother was all Irish. Her father was all French.
Wow.
And I married her. And now my kids now are French, Irish, Italian.
Look at that. All the Catholic countries, right?
Yeah. And, you know, they're all well-educated and all do very well. Imagine, two of my oldest sons and my two of them already are retired. They're in their 70s.
Oh, wow. So do you have... You must have grandkids. Do you even have great-grandkids?
Of course. I've 21 of those.
21 great-grandkids?
They're all together.
No, oh,
between
wow.
Between the grand and great-grand. They're always probably, I stopped sending the cards. I send them a little check. I stopped. I can't do it no more.
Yeah, that's too many checks to write. Your hand will get tired.
You're right.
That must be nice to look around and realize you've left... such a legacy. That must be a proud thing.
Right.
Yeah. You've really done your part there.
Yeah, that's right. I think it was a good thing. I served my country. I was a professional. Yeah. I did a lot of charity work, as a dentist. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sounds like you really helped a lot of people.
Yeah, I tried, sure.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
It was very nice talking to you. Chris, been a pleasure.
Such a pleasure.
I'll
thank
talk to you,
sir.
Whenever you want. Whenever you want, call me. I'll be there.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'd like to see you in person sometime.
Sounds good. Thank you for everything, sir.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I want to go ahead and say thank you, Commander. Thank you, Doctor. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me. Thanks for everything you did for our country. Thank you for filling us in. It was really beautiful. And I think this is a perfect time to go ahead and say, let's take a break. We got some advertisers. Listen to these ads. Use the promo codes if anything strikes your fancy, because that helps the show when you do. When we get back, another entirely new call from someone with a century of life experience. Is there anything worse than sitting in the waiting room of a repair shop, getting the call that your car is going to take two more days to fix and it's going to cost hundreds more than they estimated? Well, I'm excited to be working with a service I love called yourmechanic.com. I tell you, I've been having my car, I've had two blowouts with my tires in the past few weeks, and you wind up, it's stressful. How are you going to get to the shop? How are you going to deal with this? Do they look worse than they even seem? It's rough, okay? Yourmechanic.com takes some of that stress away. They send the mechanic right to you, to your home, to your office. They could be replacing my tire right now. They could be replacing my brake pads right now. They could be out in your driveway while you're listening to this episode. Okay, better yet, at yourmechanic.com, you get a quote up front and it's the actual price you pay. They'll even show you what it could cost to get the same repair elsewhere, and they back up every service with a 12,000-mile/12-month warranty. Not to mention, we're talking about full background checks on all their mechanics. All of these people have 10 years experience on average. They're really doing their background. They're doing their homework here. Your car won't start. Your check engine light's bugging you. You need a brake job. Call today to schedule an appointment or visit yourmechanic.com/stories and you can have a mechanic come to your home or office. For a limited time, you'll even get $20 off your first service. Call now, 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. You can't imagine fitting anything else into your life, right? Who's got time? Nobody has time in this world. Well, with Talkspace, therapy is as easy as sending your therapist a message. You get something off your chest whenever you need to. Talk about everyday challenges at work or at home, or just talk about life. There's no extra commutes involved. You don't even have to leave your office. And nobody's going to judge you. All you need is a computer with an internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. You can improve your mental health. Remember, therapy is not just like venting your innermost thoughts or digging into childhood memories. It's about practical, everyday strategies for stress management, for living a happier life. I work this way with my therapist. It's productive. It's simple. It's useful. Having a therapist provides you with a designated person for you to talk to who's trained to listen and help you make positive changes. And the Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges we all face. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/beautiful. Use the code beautiful to get $30 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's beautiful at Talkspace.com/beautiful. Thanks again to all the advertisers who help us bring this show out to the world. Now, another call, second call from a lovely person who tells me about 101 years on this earth, all different parts of this earth, all different experiences. Enjoy it.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
It's so nice to meet you.
It's so nice to know you.
Now, I understand you're over 100 years old.
I am 101.
Wow.
September 1, I'll be 102.
Congratulations. You've given it a real good run, huh?
Well, these years, I didn't do anything about making them come. They just crawled along.
Yeah.
Just like January passed. If February is passing, that's what happens.
Yeah.
I didn't follow them. They just came.
Indeed. You just take what life gives you, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. There must be so many memories from over the years. I'd love to hear if you have anything that, you know, any wisdom.
Anything in particular you would like to know?
Well, you know, I my job with this show, I just like to talk to people and kind of hear about their lives and how they define themselves. I guess I wonder, like, how were things different when you were young than now? Like, what are the biggest changes that you've noticed?
I've gone through extreme changes.
Wow.
And as they came, I took them and adjusted to that situation. Like, I was born in Poland, and I lived 13 years there. I went to school there, and then I came to Boston, and I went to school there. And then I came to New York and was married here to a New York young man. And we lived 60 years together, and regretfully, he died over 5 years ago.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
As a matter of fact, we lived here. I lived here with him for 5 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now, did you leave Poland because of the unrest before the World War?
I guess we left Poland in 1929, and believe it or not, we arrived the day of the crash, market crash.
Oh, wow. That's a...
But we avoided it. Of course, we weren't in the Holocaust, except they killed all our relatives.
They did. I have to say, that's one of the most intense periods of human history, and it must be so...
I really can't comprehend how people were so vile, and human beings didn't mean anything to them.
Yeah, it's really incomprehensible for me to think about.
Yes.
I'm so sorry you had to live with all that, but it's really amazing that you and your family pushed on and had such good long lives beyond that.
Yes. When my father left, he left a 5-year-old, 4-year-old, and a 3-month-old. And my mother was charged. We had a grocery store, and she had to take care of the children and the grocery store and socialize.
Wow. So your mother was a very strong woman.
Very, very strong.
Yeah. And was the grocery store in Poland, or was that when you got to
in
the...
In Poland.
Oh, wow.
I still picture its location. It was a big market, and every Friday they had, they had sales.
Yeah.
They had booths and flea markets.
That's great. And did you say they had booths?
I beg your pardon?
Did you say they had booths or booths? Booths.
They had booths and tents all over the market.
I misheard you. I thought you were saying they had booths, like alcohol.
Oh, no, no, no. If they had moves, I wouldn't have known anything about it.
Of course, yeah, of course. You were very young then. They kept that from you. Now, do you what do you remember, especially coming from Poland, it must have been so hard. Do you remember during World War II, did any of your family serve? Did they look back towards Poland and
No, as a matter of fact, they wanted to conscript my father, and at 7 years old, they took the Jewish boys in the army, and he ran.
Yeah.
And disappeared. He left my mother with the 3 children, and she was supposed to run the store and guide us, but I'm afraid I didn't have much guidance.
Yeah.
I ran a little wild when I was a youngster.
You did? What does that mean?
Well, there was no telling, don't do this or don't do that. We just grew up like Topsy.
You did things your own way.
Yes.
That's really incredible.
And I went as far as the 6th grade there.
Yeah.
They had separate schools for Polish people and equal conditions for the Jewish people.
Oh, but it was separated.
So I had the proper education there.
Well, that's good. And then you could say...
And then I came here and I entered the 6th grade and the children were 3 or 4 years younger than me.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you had... They had to start... Is that because you were still learning English? So they started you...
However, I found that the... we had reasoning classes and here the children weren't up to that yet.
Yeah.
I had to actually, I retrogressed after I came here.
You did?
In order to be like the children.
Oh, to fit in.
Yes.
Yeah. And you eventually moved to New York City. I find that very interesting.
I married a Bronx boy.
A Bronx boy?
Yes, and he didn't want to live in Boston. He was very attached to his family.
Yeah, I mean, the Bronx guys love the Yankees. They don't want to be in Boston. They hate the Red Sox. What was New York City like? I live in New York City now, so I always like hearing about what it was like in the past.
New York City?
Yeah.
Well, Boston had a much friendlier atmosphere. It took me a lot of time to adjust to New York social life.
Right, because people are so fast-paced and nobody is nice to each other. You said you were married for 60 years.
Yes, I had lived with my husband for almost 60 years.
Wow.
When he passed away. Yeah.
And did you have...
He was quite ill.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And eventually he succumbed.
I'm so sorry. Did you have children?
I have 2, a boy and a girl.
Oh, wow.
My son is very attached to us with a wonderful wife. They're so devoted, so caring. That's unbelievable. I thank God for them. And my daughter is a little different. She's different. She's an optometrist, and she has a boy that they had to adopt from Russia.
Oh, wow.
Very nice youngster.
That's great. So you have, how many grandkids do you have?
None. The boy is 18, and my son's daughter is 22.
Now, do you have any words of wisdom, having seen so much of...
Do I have what?
Any words of wisdom.
I don't understand that.
Like advice for me, being that you've seen so much, I just wanted to see if you had any advice or wisdom to pass on to me as far as how to live a good life.
Not really. I make my own adjustments as life goes on. I don't look back. And I've made many friends, and I have two hobbies. I play bridge intensely, and also I paint.
You paint?
Yes, I have quite a number of items that were won in Albany.
Oh, wow. When did you start painting?
Beg your pardon?
When did you start painting? When you were younger, or did that start when you were older?
In high school.
In high school. That's beautiful.
And I have some of the pictures that I made. And I just completed an abstract.
An abstract?
An abstract painting.
That's
and,
great.
Ordinarily, I just make sceneries and foliage and things like that. But this one was particular.
I think that's really beautiful. I think sometimes in our minds, we think that once people get older...
Could you speak a little louder?
Sure. I said, I think that's really beautiful because sometimes I think we assume that when people get older, they stop being creative.
I have a very creative mind. I attend a history class. I go to the Y for lectures. Till I had a little heart attack.
Oh, no.
A few weeks ago. And a touch of bronchitis. So I was in the hospital just the last week.
Oh, wow. Well, I hope you're feeling better.
I'm recuperating.
Well, that's good.
And I'm doing very well. And I socialize. I have many good friends that have developed.
That's great. Who are your who's your best friend?
The one I'm most intimate with is a lady called... So we have nothing in common, but we are friends.
Wow, that's... Yeah, most of the time, so it's opposites attract. You don't have anything in common.
We have nothing in common at all, but we share our lives together.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
And I have others, too. I really are very fortunate.
That's beautiful. Have any of your paintings ever been in a gallery or sold?
No.
No.
My paintings aren't that high caliber. I paint, and then the recreation, we have a wonderful recreation director, and she seeks out places to send them. And several went to Albany, and I have several that won.
They won a contest or an exhibition of some sort?
I don't know just what they... I guess they exhibit them around Albany, or the whole... They exhibit them in the state, and then I get them back. I have a couple that are hanging on my wall. I don't have any room for anymore.
I wonder, a lot of people who I've talked to who are artists, they get very frustrated. I wonder if you have any advice for them on how to keep moving forward and keep being productive.
Well, when I paint, I think I'm finished, and then I keep adding and changing, and each painting takes a long time.
So you take your time and you don't give up.
Oh, that I would never give up.
Yeah. Now, did you have a profession when you were younger? Did you have a job?
Yes, I worked for college, a secretary in the registrar's office.
Wow. How long did you do that for?
13 years.
Oh, that's awfully nice.
And then they put out a... bulletin that you can retire at 70, and I retired.
That's very nice.
They added 3 years to the retirement time.
Can I ask you, did you ever return to visit Poland later in life?
No, I didn't.
Never. You never had any interest?
No.
You just...
It lived in my mind,
mm-hmm.
but never had any interest in going back. No.
Wow, I'm surprised by that.
Well, my life in Poland wasn't advanced as far as myself socially. I was backward.
Oh, okay.
Because I had no guidance. My mother didn't have the time for it. She was a wonderful, wonderful woman. But and then my brother got kicked in the hips, and he was hurt and became lame at 10. And he was a little wild, too. That's how it happened.
Oh, wow.
And they didn't want to operate on him because they said the virus is sealed in his bones, and if they'd open up, it would spread on his body. So he was lame, and he was a rabbi. And when they retired, two of them, they retired to West Orange. They live a wonderful life, have an absolutely wonderful family. I call them a new tribe.
Wait, West Orange in New Jersey?
Yes.
That's where I grew up. That's my hometown. Let's go ahead and pause it there, because my mind just got blown. This caller's telling me about travels all over the world, and then my hometown gets dropped. What a small world. We're all connected. This podcast has been proving it for 100 episodes, and it's proven it yet again. We're all connected. And you know what else we're all connected by? The fact that we need products and services in our lives. We certainly do. Let's hear some ads. Use the promo codes. We'll be back with more phone call after this. Hey, you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Everybody's looking to spice up the bedroom once in a while, right? Maybe you've been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or an adult movie. Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com. For a limited time, you'll get 50% off just about any item, but that is not all. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Get naughty, get saucy, spice things up, okay? Let's really live. Everybody live and have fun and be free with your desires and wants and emotions and sexual needs. Let Adam and Eve help you. I'm going off script, baby, because I believe in a sexually free world where people are liberated to enjoy themselves in the bedroom. You're also going to get a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it. And to top it all off, we're talking about free shipping on your entire order. No. Adam and Eve's not kidding about that. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. You get 50% off one item plus 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping when you enter the code STORIES at checkout. Just use that offer code STORIES at adamandeve.com. That's STORIES at adamandeve.com. Thank you again to all of our advertisers. Now let's finish off this very special phone call. Wait, West Orange in New Jersey?
Yes.
That's where I grew up. That's my hometown.
We are all... my family is Jewish.
Right. My family's Irish, but I went to school in the neighborhood where most of the Jewish kids lived.
Really?
Yeah. What a small world.
It is a small world.
Yeah.
I have friends in all religions, and we're very, very close. And I acquired these friends through my son when he brought me from Florida when I had a heart attack there. And they've included me in their lives. It's amazing.
That's incredible.
Some are Greek Orthodox, some of other things. We're very close.
That's awfully nice because people are still so divided. It's nice to hear that you're not...
When my son and daughter-in-law go to these people, and they're wonderful, we participate in all their events. Christenings and everything. We're part of their lives. So I live a good life nowadays.
That's really great. Did you live in a Polish neighborhood when you first moved to Boston? Were there a lot of Polish people, or were you? Was it very diverse?
I lived in a Jewish neighborhood in Poland, in Boston.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But I joined the YMCA, and I became very close friends with two couples. And we played golf together. We played tennis. I even learned how to ride a horse, which I loved.
Wow. Look at that.
I was in Boston.
That's cool. That's great. And when you met your husband, how long was your courtship?
Well, I met him in May and married in August.
Wow, that's awful fast. And what about you? What was it? Did he take you on any good dates? Did it really, it sounds like he really swept you off your feet.
Well, I brought him to Boston. We went to many resorts. We did some traveling after I retired. We had a good life.
That's great. That's really great. I would love to keep talking, but if you're getting tired too, just let me know and we can end it whenever you'd like.
You can talk on. Ask me anything you want. If I have the answer, I'll give it to you.
That sounds good. I wonder about some of like your memories surrounding the big cultural moments. Like, do you remember anything about, for example, President Kennedy when he died? Do you remember where you were? I know that was a very iconic moment for people.
Yes, I was listening to the radio when they announced his death. It was very shocking. And one day I had a wonderful dentist because my daughter-in-law is a dental technician. And one day I was sitting in the dental's office and there walks out Mrs. Kennedy, and she wore a kerchief. Somebody, another patient dropped something. She bent down, picked it up. So it was very, very interesting.
Wow. So you met Jackie O.
Jackie O, yes.
Was she as beautiful as people say?
I didn't have any conversation with her, but I observed that happening.
That's what a great story to say you were in a dentist office with Jackie O. Not most people have that story.
Well, I had no reason to talk about it. I did talk to Fred to say how nice she was.
Yeah. Were there any other famous people you've met over the years?
No.
Just Jackie O.
Jackie O.
Wow. That's pretty great.
Well, I travel among ordinary people, nice people. I don't meet any scientists or in which I'm very interested. People I meet are day-to-day people.
Yeah, yeah. Now, when you said you went to a lot of resorts, were those like the Jewish resorts of the Catskills?
We lived in Boston when my friends and I went to the Catskills. We didn't have any cochalade, you know, those little homes that they hire for the summer.
Uh-huh.
Their husbands stay home. Mostly I traveled in New Hampshire and Vermont and Maine. And when I was growing up, I graduated from a high school that had a separate building for boys. We didn't mingle, just girls.
Now, did you, when you went to the Catskills, were you able to see any of the great Jewish comedians?
Yes, they presented them almost every evening.
I'm very interested in that because I'm a comedian now, and I really...
You are.
I am, yeah, that's what I do.
That's wonderful.
It's a lot of fun.
I like slapstick.
You do?
Yes.
Who were some of the people you saw from, like, did you go and see people during
I saw Irving Berlin as he was being treated. He actually started the television or, I don't know. And the first movie I saw when I came in from the United States as Mickey Mouse.
Oh, wow.
Well, I was in a calendar in 2015.
You were, what kind of, what, how did you come to be in a calendar?
Well, puts out a calendar every year, and they choose people, they interview and take photos of them, and it's in a beautiful calendar every year it's issued.
That sounds awfully nice. That must have been, you must have gotten a kick out of that, seeing yourself in the calendar.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I mailed it to all my relatives and friends.
That's great.
And it's amazing how these people tell about their lives and how they succeeded. And in that way, the other people in the unit here get to know them.
Yeah, that's a very nice thing that they do.
And we had to say a few words into it, and my motto in it was to say, I adjust. Every change in life, I start the new life.
Yeah, you've lived a few lives over the years then, huh?
Yes.
Are there any places you've been that you really remember as particularly beautiful or impactful?
I went to the Northwest with my husband to Talc, and we were treated like kings and queens.
Oh.
It was a wonderful trip. And we went to the edge of the glaciers, and they gave us cups, and we drank the water from the glacier.
Wow. I've never been up there.
It's absolutely beautiful. Fascinating.
Wow. And was there a particular era of history that you had the most fun in? Like, I know some people say the 60s were very free and fun, and some people really say the 70s were fun. Is there an era of life that you remember being the most fun?
I find that this era I'm enjoying every, I enjoyed the years when we traveled. We went to Paris and London, and I had incidents where we went with three couples, and when they didn't want to go on the Seine, they didn't want to go here or there, and we argued about what restaurants to go to. When my husband and I went on our own, we jumped off from a bus if we saw a sign that was interesting, and we investigated. We went to the Louvre, and I was not impressed with the Mona Lisa. We stood in a long line, and it was about a 16 by 20 by 30 maybe picture, and I was not impressed at all.
Being a painter yourself, that must have been very disappointing.
I was disappointed in her. We have fantastic people here that are artists that used to be engineers, and they paint and construct beautifully. A man here made a picture of Michelangelo, and it's wonderful. He captured the eyes and everything. But there was, recently they put out a picture with President Obama and Michelle.
Yes.
And Michelle does not look anything like what she is. He made a gorgeous costume on her. But she was a very attractive woman, and it showed in her eyes, but not in the painting. Did you see it?
I did. And I thought the one of President Obama was a little strange with all the foliage.
Well, that was all acceptable by me, but I didn't like what they did with Michelle's face. It doesn't look anything like as I saw her.
I agree. Are there any pieces of art you've seen that have really impressed you over the years?
I actually must admit that I don't remember the names. I remember one painting in the Louvre that I saw had the extreme hell portrayed.
Oh, wow. And
it was that was very fascinating.
Wow. Are you still religious? Do you still practice Judaism?
I practice Judaism, but I'm not supremely religious.
Right.
I still seek God.
That's a good quality, and that brings you some peace?
I attend the synagogue mostly every Saturday because I had a very extensive Hebrew education. And so that whatever I read, I understand in the Bible, I understand the Hebrew. And so that I always read the Bible very with curiosity and discovering thoughts there that are wonderful.
Wow, that's awfully nice.
So I don't always attend because I'm so... so very devout, but I do love this religion.
Yes, yes, indeed.
And I have a very curious mind. We also have a history class here, and study ancient history. I think I'm more interested now than I ever was in my growing up.
Are there any particular areas of history that you're fascinated by?
I'm fascinated by all their growing up, and there some people were not so good, were murderers. Some people were lived their good lives, and their conflicts, their gains. I read it with real historical interest.
Yes. Yes.
And I love all the procedures in my religion, I think, and I attend.
Yes. And are there any things you are hoping to accomplish in the coming years and months? Are there things that you haven't done yet that you'd still like to do?
No. I live my life here as it goes along, and I'm a full participant in it, and nothing in particular that I'm striving for. Of course, I would have liked to travel some more, which I can't. I had an apartment in Florida. I passed it on to my children because I can't travel anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do all the things that I want to do physically.
Sure.
But I am exceedingly active here. I play a lot of bridge. And yesterday we made painted glass plates. And it's the manner in which they do it, which is wonderful. And we do a lot of arts and crafts, but mostly I'm interested in my painting.
And are there other people there who are also 100 years old?
There's one woman who's 106.
106?
And she dresses herself, and she walks with a walker, but culturally, okay, I won't talk about that. And there was a lady here who was 104, who just passed away regretfully. She did everything. Her mind was a gold mine. She was interested in everything. She was, and I enjoyed her conversation at the, we'd eat at the same dining table, and I enjoyed her conversation and knowledge. Regretfully, God called her away.
Right. I'm so sorry about your friend.
Well, I live in a place where it's the end of the road, so-called. To some, they just flow through it, and some are active in it.
When you
participate in life.
When you think about that, do you get scared at all thinking about the end?
Recently, I think a lot about death.
Really?
But I'm not depressed in any way. It's just that it's on my mind, of course.
It is, yeah. And I know for me, it's a very scary thought, but I don't know if that's the same once you get to an age where it is closer.
Well, it depends on your health.
Mm-hmm.
And this episode that I had recently took me back a lot. I hope that I'll get better and be able to run around again on my own.
Yes, me too. I hope you get very healthy as well. I know sometimes in retirement communities, a lot of people date each other. Have you found that to be true, that people tend to go on dates?
Some people here, some women get very close to some men. Of course, the proportion of men to women is very small. Probably about 50 men to 200. And they latch on to these, they latch on together, and they do whatever.
Oh, wow. So these guys got all the ladies chasing them, huh?
I don't know which chases who. Because I have no interest in that.
Right. So did you ever date after your husband passed, or no, that's not an interesting thing?
Not at all. I have no interest whatsoever.
So he was the great love of your life.
Yeah, that was it. But I had very extensive Hebrew education. I have a certificate from the Theological Seminary in Manhattan for teaching religion. And that's how come I know so much about every aspect of my religion.
Yeah. What neighborhood in Manhattan did you live in?
We lived in Bayside, Queens.
Oh, I live in Queens now.
Whereabouts?
Jackson Heights.
Oh, I had a cousin who lived there in Jackson Heights. They're already passed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the regrettable part about going older. You lose a lot of people that you're close with.
Yeah, I would imagine that never gets easier.
No, well, this is the place for it, and that's it.
Right. That's it's very sad to think about seeing so many people move on.
I rarely think about it.
Yeah.
But it's sad as it passes. You miss those people.
Sure.
But that's when you live in a place where the older people are concentrated. Therefore, you lose them eventually. You don't live forever.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the greatest advice anyone ever gave you? Do you remember any particular advice someone gave you that meant a lot to you?
No.
Well, that's very fair. That's very fair. That's how often does your son come to visit?
I was in the hospital for 2 weeks, and they were there almost every day.
Oh, wow. That's a good son.
A wonderful, wonderful son. I'm very blessed.
And do you have any great-grandkids?
I have two. My daughter had, of course, adopted a boy in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And my son has a daughter, 22.
Oh, and she's your granddaughter?
My granddaughter.
Oh, wow. It must be so nice. I know my grandmother passed when I was 7. It must be. Yeah.
I knew my great grandmother in Poland. She died at 96.
Oh wow! So your family has a good track record of living long lives.
My brother died just a year after my husband.
Oh wow! Wow.
And he was a year younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a very beloved man. And he has a wife whose mind is so clear, like a 25-year-old.
Oh, wow.
So we have a very, very excellent family. I have no regrets.
Yeah.
I love them.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful to be able to say that you have no regrets.
I have no regrets.
I don't think many people can say that.
I think that the ladies would like to cancel this.
So you have...
It's gone too long.
It sounds like they want you to go get some dinner, maybe.
Yes.
That's good. How's the food at your facility? Is it good food?
It's edible.
That's a very...
It's not gourmet, but sometimes we're really treated to things.
That's awfully nice. Well, I don't want to keep you from dinner. It's been such a pleasure talking to you, and I can't thank you enough.
And I thank you for listening. I've never talked so much in my life.
Well, I'm very flattered that you had this conversation with me.
I would like to meet you in person.
Yeah. Maybe.
You ask very nice questions.
Thanks so much. Yeah, it was really a pleasure, and I think hearing from you is going to mean a lot to a lot of people.
So, thank you so much for listening.
Please, thank you. I wish you so well
and
in your
choice of questions was very nice.
Thank you.
I enjoyed telling you about it, and I blabbed maybe too much.
No, it was perfect, and your answers were better than the questions. So I thank you for that.
Thank you, too.
And I wish you good health and a good recovery. And
thank you very much.
Yes. And
it's unusual for me because I used to be very independent without walker and without a cane, and people envied me. And I was active in everything, so that I'm living well.
Yes, it sounds like you've lived. I hope I get to live a life as long as yours and as full as yours.
I wish it to you. Stay well and be moderate in everything. Then you'll live long.
Look at that. Yeah, I never drink. I don't like the alcohol or the drugs. I think that'll help me out.
Oh, really? I used to have a social drink, but I don't. When I go 2 years or which I go to with friends.
Yes.
I have a drink.
Did you have a favorite drink?
I used to drink bourbon. I don't remember details.
Well, I hope all of our listeners have a...
I haven't done that a long time.
I hope everybody who hears this has a glass of bourbon in your honor.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, you have a great day and enjoy your dinner.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening. Enjoy whatever you do.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you to our two callers. What an honor. What a real honor, I have to say. I was nervous. I was nervous going into that. I didn't know if I would you know, had it in me to have an interesting conversation. I was nervous, but you know what? Those two callers made it so easy because they were such nice, kind, pleasant people willing to let us know about a long lifetime's worth of experience. Thank you to our callers. Thank you to everybody who listens once again. And as always, a really massive thank you to Jared O'Connell, Harry Nelson, who really, I tell you, you guys have picked up and have become the secret weapons behind the scenes bringing the show to you. Every week I get to just show up and ramble, and they do all the real work. And thank you guys sincerely. Thanks to Reverend John DeLore and Greta Cohn building the show in the early days. Greta believed in it. Nice. Turned into what it is. Thank you, Shell Shag. 100 weeks of you hearing Shell Shag's music. I think it's high time you went and downloaded some of their albums. They're the best. Thank you, Shell Shag. Want to know more about me when I'm getting out on the road? ChrisGeth.com is the address for that. If you like Beautiful Anonymous, you go to Apple Podcasts, you rate, you review, you subscribe. It helps. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time. Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company that enables you to improve your mental health from anywhere at any time. Get matched with a licensed therapist from over 2,000 choices and message them whenever you need to. No commutes and no judgments. For a special offer for our listeners, visit Talkspace.com/beautiful. Use the code beautiful to get $30 off your first month and show your support for this show. Talkspace, it's therapy for how we live today. Support for today's show comes from YourMechanic.com. YourMechanic.com sends the mechanic right to your home or office. Better yet, you get a quote up front, and it's the actual price you pay. We all got problems with our cars sometimes. Let these people help you. Your car won't start, your engine light's bugging you, whatever you need. Call 800-555-1212 today to schedule an appointment or visit yourmechanic.com/stories. For a limited time, you'll get $20 off your first service. Call now, 800-555-1212. Next time on Beautiful Anonymous, someone from very far away tells me what it's like to be human where she's from. Thought you weren't going to be able to have kids. Found out you had a kid without even really planning it. Yeah. Had the kid. Kids four.
Yep.
Is it everything you wanted it to be?
Well, on days like today, when I took him to his swimming lesson and he shit himself in the swimming pool, no. No. Literally, his last swimming lesson of this half term, and I had to drag him out of that pool.
That's next time on Beautiful Anonymous.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.